time's gonna come, boys, when your number's called. Everybody gets a uniform and a hut to live in. They give you your rank, you tell them you're next of kin. There's no escape for the likes of you, my friend. But I'm gonna be out on an island in the middle of the bright blue sea. Out on an island where nobody's gonna bother looking for me. Everybody gets the training in the wind and the rain. 10 miles cross country, driving you insane. Everybody gets to jump the hoop and march in time. Yeah, you just gotta remember, you gotta toe the line. So don't go looking over your shoulder for me, 'cause I'm gonna be out on an island in the middle of the bright blue sea. Out on an island where nobody's gonna bother looking for me. But every sun's just a number when the battle's begun. So don't go waiting on the corner for me, 'cause I'm gonna be out on an island in the middle of the bright blue sea.
Welcome to FYO on ecstaticradio.com, the primetime podcast in Compton. I'm Henry, and I got another great show today. You just heard Cock Sparrow with Out on an Island, one of my favorites by them. Let's just go ahead and keep the music going. This is The Absurd.
Take the ride, you never know what you might find. You only fit
That was Squashing Pumpkins by The Absurd and Pigs and Dogs by Tenement Rats. The Tenement Rats will be at the Hit Hat in Los Angeles February 28th. Tickets are only $8. Visit Tenement Rats on Bandcamp for info. And The Absurd have a bulk of shows in LA. For info, check them out at their Facebook page, Absurd LA. Now, this next band are called Denim Skull. And well, you take a listen to them. Here are three tracks by them.
Oh,
Man Without a Head, Geometry of Shadows, and The Judge are the names of the songs by Denim Skull. Now, this is a Sunday we're recording on, so let's look at the box office for this weekend, which came number 1, which became number 10, or which, whatever, didn't become at all. So, looks like the top 3 movies this weekend are actually debuting at number 3. Number 1 is Fifty Shades, the new Fifty Shades movie, I guess. And then number 2 is Peter Rabbit. Number 3, The 1517 to Paris, which, by the way, 50 Shades, I guess that's pretty relevant. It is getting to that Valentine's Day week. Either you want to do it the weekend before, or you want to do it during that weekend, it's up to you. But I guess that's the best, smartest time to put that 50 Shades movie. And dropping all the way to number 4 is Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Already grossing a total of $365 million. That's a pretty good chunk of change for The Rock and Kevin Hart. And Jack Black, of course. Dropped to number 5 is The Greatest Showman. Already getting a good $147 million out of its $84 million budget. Dropped to number 6 is Maze Runner, The Death Corps. Dropped to number 7 is Winchester. Dropped to number 8 is Oscar-nominated movie The Post. Staying at number 9, The Shape of Water. And dropped to number 10, Den of Thieves. Now, there's another big movie coming out this weekend. I think that's the smartest move for 50 Shades to do it the weekend before, I guess, because this weekend is going to be filled with a whole bunch of Marvel nerds over here, or not in a bad way, I guess, because Black Panther is coming out, and I got that trailer for you over here. I don't know if it's better. Obviously, it'll be better to watch it, but I got the audio right here, so this is, of course, Black Panther.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go. Go. Go.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect and bow down. We own ya, we own ya. We only getting started now, cause we own ya. You gotta think they know me now, cause we own ya. You and I, my homie, cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over.
I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
Wakanda forever!
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
So the term snowflakes, it's a very popular term nowadays. It's used to describe the mostly people who are very take offense to a lot of things. And the way it's usually done, it's conservatives like to call liberals snowflakes for many things. But I don't know, who's the real snowflake on this one? It's talking about Black Panther movie. There's apparently a Facebook group called Christians Against Black Panther Movie. Apparently it's a Christian group, I guess, and they feel like the movie Black Panther is condoning the supposedly hate group Black Panthers, which I don't know, do they not know about the superhero or anything like that? I guess not, but they're pretty much crying because this movie doesn't have any anybody else that's not, African American. And so that's pretty much it. That's the only reason why they're crying about it. And this main guy is not a white guy, and it's a problem for them because they're Christians. And this is a whole liberal mega propaganda machine that is Disney, which, by the way, that's another not really true if you really study Disney. But that's the way it is. So, you tell me, who's the real snowflake on this one? But it's enough about that. Let's just keep the music going right now. This next band is Elkhead.
We'll be right back.
Again, that was Elkhead with their song, Who's to Blame? And the worst thing that can happen to a millennial just happened. A legal battle is brewing between Starbucks and a California family claiming they were served bloody cups of Frappuccino. Ugh. Amanda Vice says in a lawsuit against the coffee chain that Frappuccino she ordered for herself and her toddler daughter from a San Bernardino Starbucks in February 2016. That's all the way back, a couple years ago. Came with a ghastly ingredient not typically found on the menu. Yeah, I don't think they ordered the bloody coffee. I don't know, tall bloody coffee something Pacino. She said first noticed the red stains on the drink she purchased for her daughter Peyton, who was 2 at the time. Yeah, don't give her that bloody Al Pacino. She was licking the whipped cream where it had been sitting on top, Vice told CBS Los Angeles, describing the moment she noticed the drink was corpuscle enhanced. She said the Frappuccino also had a strange metallic smell. Ugh. Then she noticed something else. It was on the side of the rim of my Frappuccino, she said. Vice said her first instinct was to see if she or her daughter were bleeding. They weren't. Next, she reported the incident to the Starbucks and said that she discovered that an employee had been bleeding before being removed from a workstation. Her attorneys, the Frisch Law Group, said in a statement. Oh, that's all bad. You know, I don't know how that... He might have gotten a cut from those Starbucks cups right there, because those paper cuts are no joke. Especially if you're going to pour them onto that... The bloody Al Pacino, tall bloody Al Pacino right there. The experience still leaves a bad taste in the mouth of Vice's husband. My wife and my baby just drank someone's blood. Trust me, drug dealer's been there. Louis Vice told KTLA, oh, that's a great name, Louis Vice. It sounds like a rock star name right there. Louis Vice, it was bad. The Starbucks manager tried to settle things by offering free drinks for a week. For a week, man. That's you still save a good $1,000 right there. According to Vice's law firm, Starbucks later offered $1,000, there it is, to each family member. So, I don't know if you could do it, but try to pop out another one. You get another $1,000 right there as compensation, according to the statement. But the family's attorney, Stan Peckler, told KTLA the sum does not begin to compensate the families for suffered injuries and damages for which Starbucks is liable. Oh, man, those what damages? I mean, you just drink some blood. I mean, yeah, that's all bad. I don't know how sick she got after that, but, and all the hospital bills, but, come on now. They endured additional distress. Oh, there it is. Okay, so it was just emotional pain. Oh, God, I just drank blood and, I'm just so hurt. Because Starbucks seemed to not care about their well-being and refused to direct the employee to undergo a blood test to ensure the family's safety. Okay, so you sent him out to get the blood test. It probably didn't have anything. The guy was just bleeding for whatever reason. Yeah, it's scary. You know, you never know what this guy had. But if he didn't have anything, then that's a close call. I don't think the manager or CEO or anybody else probably would like, oh, yeah, go over there. Get that shit tested. The lawyer's statement says the Starbucks manager agreed to ask the bleeding employee get tested to communicable disease, but didn't force the employee to get evaluated. Okay, the Vices had themselves tested then and 6 months later with negative results. Okay, well, there you go. You know, maybe they pay for the test or whatever. Starbucks responded to a lawsuit with a statement to reporters. We are aware of this claim that allegedly took place in 2016, allegedly, and are prepared to present our case in court. Oh. Yeah, we're gonna fight it. We wanted to give each of you $1,000. So far, I hear 3 family members right now, and that's $3,000 from Starbucks. Yeah, you know they make that in a couple of days, but still, you know, it's still something right there. Meanwhile, Amanda Vice said the experience has affected how she approaches. Oh, come on, just don't go to Starbucks. That's it, you know. Yeah, what you think you're gonna go to the next coffee shop and be like, yeah, let me get a coffee. Just make sure you don't have any blood in it, and that's supposed to ruin your life forever. Oh my God, we're constantly double checking everything because now I don't trust anybody. You did before? Come on, you should have known that before. But yeah, it shouldn't be your fault, parent. You just try to do the best for your kids, obviously, but just knock it off a bit, all right? For a little bit at least.
J. Shirley's got a lot on her lips. Jake's got a monkey shine on his head, and Deborah Ann's got a tiger in her hips. They can twist and turn, they can move and burn, they can throw themselves against the wall, but they creep for what they need, and they explode to the car, and then they move. Like I told ya, very stupid like I saw, very stupid as the simple thought of ever thinking at all. And all the mind, all the soul, all the body, all we know, all the things that should have made us whole, all the colorless security was only so we could go. Tropical apartments bed, your sacrificial pool. My body in the water, and my heart is in your hand. So this is the way you choose to send me to the judgment land. So you can't move, move. Oh, sex beat, go. Get my soul. So you can move. So you can move. So you can't move. So you can't move. So you can't.
So just reading the news right now. That was, by the way, that was the Gun Club. Which, by the way, I'm reading the news right now, and I guess the sky is still pretty dangerous to fly in. A Grand Canyon sightseeing helicopter crash at the bottom of a rocky ravine early Saturday evening, killing 4 people and seriously injuring 3 others, according to police. Police Chief Francis E. Bradley of the Hualapa Nation Police Department said in a statement that the accident occurred around 5:20 p.m. local time near Quartermaster Canyon on the Hualapa Nation, a federally recognized Indian reservation in northwestern Arizona. The survivors of the EC-130 helicopter wreck were all level 1 trauma patients, said Bradley, indicating the highest category of injury. Oh man, that's all bad. So that happened earlier, and there's another one all the way in Russia. A plane crash outside Moscow kills everyone on board, says Russian official. A Saratov Airlines plane crashed about 25 miles from Moscow, where it took off, evidently killing everyone on board, said Russian Transport Minister. The plane disappeared from the radar shortly after takeoff from Domodedovo Airport at 2:21 p.m. local time en route to the Russian city of Oryx, located about 1,000 miles southeast, reports the TASS news agency. There were 65 passengers and 6 crew members on board, says TASS. A State Department official said none was an American citizen. Maxim Sololov, the transport minister, said, judging by everything, no one has survived this crash. Investigators are still looking into the cause. It happened while temperatures were around 20 degrees Fahrenheit with scattered snowfall. Fragments of the Antonov An-148 regional jet were found near the village of Stepanovskyo, a spokesman with Russia Emergency Ministry told TASS. Oh man, that's all bad. Killing everyone. Oh, my condolences to all them Russians over there. It's all bad. But you know, you gotta keep on going right now. At least for this punk show right now. Let's keep it on with the music. This next band, I'm gonna put 3 songs from this next band. They're new here on the FVL. They're called Utropis, and they will be playing a couple Saturdays from now in Inglewood, which will be brought together by us, Ecstatic Radio, and the owner of that location is going to be a house location. So just visit our Instagram page, Ecstatic Radio, or our Facebook, anywhere, to find, or just find Ultra Beast, and you hear more about them. This is three of their songs. Check them out. Ultra Beast with their songs Higher Power, Chin Checker Life Wrecker, and Possessed by Beer. And we've been there. Now let's do something from our good friends at Total Massacre with their song This Thumpster Is a Country, which will wrap it up for us. Thanks for downloading and tuning in. Again, this was FVL and ecstaticradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything. This is Henry signing off. Till next time on FVL.
This country's a fucking dumpster. What are they for? What are they for?